This is the Cypher Podcast, where we'll be diving into various gaming cultures, checking out some games, talking to some gamers about their gaming experiences. Cypher, Africa's ultimate gaming podcast.
Okay, I think now we can start.
Sure.
Okay, so what's up? Nice to have you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So how are things going at the moment with COVID and all that?
Well, the first Omicron cases were announced in the country this week, but then the government has decided not to enforce any lockdowns yet. So things are pretty iffy, to say the least, in that things are still uncertain, but then also, you know, just things are things, if I can put it that way.
Yeah, people are a bit tired. People are tired of the whole lockdown thing. I mean, us, we've been in, what, 3-4 lockdowns since the whole thing, and guys are just tired of it all. Like, guys, businesses, people have had to close down their businesses. Guys were just leaving their shop, going back to the village. It's a mess. Hopefully the economy recovers, but
it'll take a while, but I'm sure things will look up eventually.
Okay, so normally how we normally do this is just ask a question and have it flow as normally as possible, like we're having a conversation. So, well, I know guys are normally not into the whole interview mentality of it all, but I prefer to make it something like two friends talking, right? Just chatting around, let's just say a cup of coffee, right?
All right.
Yeah, so let's just begin. First, I would like to ask for an introduction.
Okay. So my name is Ian Wanyeki. I am
Ian
Wanyeki. 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 It's not a very common name locally, but yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, I am a very casual Kenyan gamer in that I tend to take things not too seriously. I mean, banter notwithstanding, I'm very casual, but then I also dabble in tournament management, organization, and also event promotions to an extent, right? So like, I remember like the most recent one I've done was managing a Naruto tournament for some expo we had in the country a while back. I think that was like 2 weeks ago, start of December. But then, other than that, I am your, what you probably call like an average gamer. I've tried this and that. Some cool things here and there, found out what genre or rather what games stick for me. And yeah, I do what I can, for example, like in a specific game, like if a scene exists locally or maybe, like for example, in East Africa, I try to see what I can do to perhaps grow the scene, make it a bit more lively, make things a bit more constant, like probably in terms of person-to-person engagement, rather country-to-country engagement, like with regards to tournaments and the likes.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's not bad. I mean, in terms of casual gamers, I would probably count as a casual gamer, though I do play a lot of games, but I'd probably be more casual than you. You know, I mean, what I mean?
It's not much, but it's honest work at the end of the day.
It's honest work.
Yeah.
Okay. So what I want to know, you said something about Naruto tournament. Was it Jump Force?
No. Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Ultimate Ninja Storm 4.
Yeah.
Okay, it's nice to see that our fellow Otaku is also coming out there.
Oh, yeah, it's actually like, what's it called? It was a movie/anime expo. Like, it was a combined thing, right? So like, there was like a whole game section, there was a whole anime theme section, and then now there was a general area which dealt with locally created content and also international content and the likes. So yeah, it was basically throwing gamers and otakus and movie nerds all in one place. It was amazing.
That's nice. Hopefully in the future that we can have more of these.
Definitely. Really looking forward to 2022 should the whole global shenanigans with COVID and everything improve. I'm really looking forward to see how things will develop going into 2022 and also moving forward as well.
That's true. Okay, so I'd like to ask a bit of backstory to you. When did you first encounter gaming?
I'd say when I was around 6 or 7 years old. Uh-huh. Probably actually maybe a bit earlier. Because if you're talking like the origin, like the actual origin, I'd probably say when I was a bit younger, around 4 or 5 years old. My parents had this phone. It was a Nokia 3310. And I remember because we used to take turns with my sister. This game was called Space Impact. So we'd take turns just trying to see who'd probably get like the highest score, who'd beat each other's score. And then shortly after, I think I got my first brick game. I don't know if that was like an actual thing. Like it was just the small thingy that was almost like the size of a what now? Size of a switch to the space, and then it had like, I don't know, about 20 or 30 pixelated games. And yeah, so went from that and then got into PC gaming when my folks decided to get a computer at home as well. So, you know, the typical African with no internet starter pack, right? So you had your pinball there, your solitaire, you know, like those very, what you probably call office games, you know, things people could play like in the office when they're probably just relaxing. And then now my friend introduced me to like more diverse games, you know, things like, and by diverse, I actually mean like a really simple game, things like Dangerous Dave, Mario. Then slowly started working my way up. So went into, was it Doom? I think it was Doom. So Doom, Need for Speed and the likes, you know, there's this, I'm not sure. Yeah. The classic games. I'm not sure if it's like an actual thing again, but mm-hmm. there's this time period where, certain games were like really popular, especially like, for example, like if you had a computer or if you knew someone who had a computer locally, there was games you knew would just have to be there, you know, something like FFS, something like occasionally Grand Theft Auto as well. I think it was Vice City. It was Vice City. So those games you probably know that you could find almost on every computer you go to.
When you said something about those games that if you had a PC you had to have, you just reminded me of that. I think, I don't know if you guys had it, that that certain strip draft.
Draft.
Yeah.
Draft. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, strip draft.
I'm not sure about that one. It's like a plain draft, yeah.
It was one of those games that you know you have, you shouldn't have, but you still have. You know, it's one of those, you know, you shouldn't have it. Your parents must never catch you with that game, but you still have to have it. Like a lot of my friends had that game, and when I got my first PC, was it a Pentium 4? Like my own personal games I got from a friend, that and Red Alert 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. When you said something about the games that you had to have, because you know it's among your inner circles, they're the in things. Vice City was one of the more popular ones. It would take a while until I discovered San Andreas, but up until then, Vice City just went on for years and years, and which is surprising because I actually finished it.
I probably never managed to finish. Like,
I never actually finished it then, despite all the years playing it. It would be like years later, like I'm in my 22. Yeah. When I actually sit down and finish the game, like in a week, I've just gone through the whole thing. It also helped that I also had the cheat codes memorized in my head. You know, just a cheat. You just want a car, want a tank, just went through all of that.
Yeah, wait, let me ask, like, did you guys also like have someone from, like, let's say, for example, in your circle of friends?
Yep.
There's always that one kid who would have like a whole book that had like cheat codes to like various games. Did you guys have something of that sort?
I think I was that kid because I think there was no book, but I memorized it. I have all the important cheat codes. Weapons, check health, check armor, check cars, check for Vice City and San Andreas. All of them still here to this day. I still remember them.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Helped a lot.
Character development from an early age. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now that was a very interesting one, but okay. So yeah. You said you said that. Hold on. Mm-hmm. There's just a notification here bugging the set of fire. Okay, so I wanted to ask, what was your first when you were getting into the gaming community in Kenya? Who were the first people you met, and how did you get to know them?
The first time I actually got properly exposed to the local gaming community was back in, was it 16 or 17? 2016, 2017, thereabouts. I had a few friends. Like, there's this gaming parlor that used to be, or rather that still is in town. So we guys would meet there. We'd probably play like a few games. It was actually the game people mostly used to play at that time was Mortal Kombat X. Was it X or XL? Yeah, one of the two. I think it was X. Yeah, Mortal Kombat X. So had a few friends. We used to come. We just meet there probably like twice or thrice a week. We just play, you know, just for, mostly it was for fun. Then it was mostly for fun. And then I got introduced to another guy who's currently one of my really good friends. His name is Faza. So we met with Faza. Yeah. mad lad, a very mad lad. But anyway, we met up with Faza. So there were just a few guys who were playing on that specific day. And then it turns out it was almost like they were prepping for an MK tournament that was going to be like later on in the year. So that was my first time coming into contact with some of the guys who were in what you'd probably call the pro scene around here.
Yeah.
So yeah, they actually had like set days when they'd probably meet. So you'd find like probably arrive at the gaming pilot around 2:33, and then you find like probably there were some of them were already there from like around 1 or 2. It's just a few friendly matches, just trying to see where everyone is at. And then it actually go on to like around 6 or 7, like really late, because it was on a weekday. So like guys would probably drop by either in between work or after school. So they just come, drop by, have a few games, go on and so forth. So that was the first time I actually realized that competitive, that's a better word. Competitive scene existed locally.
Okay, all right. So that's how you met Faza.
Yes, shout out my boy Faza. Hope you're good.
Okay, well, I've had Faza on, and he's a crazy man, but mad laugh.
True.
Okay, I just wanted to ask something really quick. We spoke about this on WhatsApp, but well, maybe we could get a bit into like the nitty-gritty of it. I heard that there's a sort of esports, was it committee in Nairobi? Please do explain.
For starters, the answer to that is yes and no. So on paper, if you were to actually probably Google Kenya Esports Federation, you'll find a third rate website somewhere on Google. You'll also find pages to social media and the likes. And yes, on paper, they exist. But if you check like things, we have this thing like qua ground. Now, if you check things on the ground, or rather, if you come to like the literal state of things, you'll find that their presence is rarely, if ever, felt at all. So it's mostly like a paper corporation that's supposed to, quote unquote, deal and manage the esports scene in the country. But in reality, they barely do a thing, right?
Yeah.
So like, I'll try to be as quick as possible with this, like a general breakdown of what the competitive scene in Kenya looks like, because I genuinely can't call it an esports scene, because there isn't any proper management and or organization around the whole thing, right? So from the grassroots, you'll find that various games have their own internal tournaments, right? Like, let's say a few PUBG guys here and there, they have like their own, probably like a tournament that runs maybe once every few months, or maybe like have like a proper, what's it called? proper schedule that runs either throughout the year or like for a few months. And then now, so it's basically like that for like multiple games, yeah? Games that are like really, either they're like really niche games, or also games that are slightly popular. So the likes of League of Legends, Tekken, Mortal Kombat, Naruto, FIFA, Rainbow Six Siege, most recently Valorant as well. So yeah, small tournament here and there, just managed locally, or rather by the respective communities. No support and or interference from any other third parties and or the government, right?
Really?
And yes, and then now we can take it up like a level higher, and we bring in now like organized tournaments, right? By companies such as, or other companies and institutions such as Nikon, for example, and also Pro Series Gaming, where they probably have like a proper tournament, right? So like be it like a whole group format thing, or a round of 16 thing, basically properly structured tournament with prizes to be won, rules and everything, just, you know, like an actually decent thing.
Tournament.
Yes.
Mm.
So like there's things at stake, there's rules, there's a format, etc., 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 right?
Mm.
And that's it. That is the highest level. You can't go anything above that, because there is little to no communication between the government and anyone else now on this other side, which is now said organizations and also the local gaming communities, right? Because if the government was to come in, they'd probably come in through the Kenya Esports Federation, or so you would like to think. Either that, or probably the Ministry of Sports or IT. I'm not too sure.
Well, I mean,
it's a fun fear around here.
I think it would go through IT.
One of the two, actually. One of the two.
So in a sense, this was founded by, the Esports Federation was founded by the government, right?
Yes.
So the government was attempting to reach out to the esports community, but at the end of the day, instead of reaching out, it just became one big bureaucracy.
Yes.
I'm telling you, things in Africa. If someone tries to do something nice, something actually impactful, but at the end of the day, it's just,
sorry,
you'd expect it to.
Like in a sense, actually, like when the federation was founded, it was actually like a very, like from its inception, things were already looking, sorry to say, but things were already looking hella sus, right? Because like there was so much fanfare about it, like, you know, like some media coverage here and there saying that, oh, they're going to try and also, you know, just try and come and structure the esports organizations and communities in Kenya, try to make gaming like an actual thing, you know, the proper, what you'd probably just term as surface level VR, right? Mm. Even like went on to have like a whole competition on designing the logo for like the federation, put a whole prize to it and everything. And then after all that, they just went silent, right? So a few months later, after now the whole logo competition was done, right?
Mm.
So like after that, a few months later, the so-called chairperson to this whole federation comes. Well, again, just basic PR. It's just shown there in the media saying about how he's trying to get Kenya listed into the, is it the International Esports Federation, so that we can probably qualify for participating in international events and whatnot, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, just PR. But in reality, there wasn't anything much that they were doing at the grassroots level, right? Because case in point, is there any reason for you to, I don't know, try to go out of your way and get a country registered for a high-level tournament if there isn't any existing local community that can participate in the games that will then be played at the so-called high-level tournament? Like,
it just seems, just sounds hella sus. Like, why would you go out of your way to do that? I mean, if someone wants to register a sport, basically, this is just an example. Someone wants to register a sport with the Olympics, there has to actually be people that play that sport and not just 1, 2, 3 people. There has to be like a sizable amount of people who play that sport before it's actually registered as a sport in the Olympics.
Okay.
So these guys just formed a federation out of the blue, and then all of a sudden they want to participate when they themselves don't have any, like, let's say, athletes they're actually going to contribute.
So, exactly.
Thank you. Like I said, it starts off as with good intention, but at the end of the day, it just degrades to crap.
Also, like, it also still remains to be seen whether it was simply out of quote unquote good intentions, or it was just another way for someone somewhere in the government to get like an easy cash grab, right? Because
the government pays them salary. Oh my.
Pretty sure they did, because there's no way you can tell me you'd be doing anything for the government for free. I don't think any such thing exists anywhere on this planet.
Well, at least for you guys in Kenya, gaming is actually recognized by the government as, like, well, in a sense, quote unquote. Anyway, I was saying that we have the Gaming and Regulatory Committee or board, and for them, they only view, well, they don't particularly know anything about gaming, that I'm going to say. Them, gaming is described as virtual games like slot machines, horse racing, and all that stuff as well. Not like we have a place where we have horses racing here. We can't really afford that, so yeah. That's what they refer to as gaming. Like, they have a whole regulatory board to that. And honestly, it's kind of sad.
It really is. It really is. Because, I have an acquaintance. I think it's in Nigeria. He should be in Nigeria. His name is Emmanuel. He's the current chair to the Lagos Esports Association. And basically, if you look at things that other countries in Africa are doing, like, they're actually trying to do good things, right? They're actually trying to, like, make progress and try and make esports like an actual thing. Not that you're finding people are just thinking that, your child plays games, so they're just betting and, you know, like, as you've said, like, they're just betting and horse racing and, you know, gambling, like, that's what they're doing. Like, they're basically just trying to, first of all, properly create awareness about what esports is. And also at the same time, they are gradually developing the local scene. The point that, like, most recently, I think I was seeing it on his LinkedIn profile. Nigeria actually had like a team that they took now to the was it World Esports Championship or something? It was in in Istanbul? Can't remember. I just know it was somewhere in the Middle East or Saudi, just somewhere in the Middle East. It was a few months ago, like it was in October, I think. So like there's countries in Africa that are genuinely taking steps to make sure that esports is properly developed. Esports is properly nurtured. People understand what it is. And also they're also just encouraging the younger generations to also try and take up some of these things, right? Like, fine, don't feel too stigmatized about playing games or, you know, doing anything in the gamer space, right? Just try and do it, perfect your craft, get to a certain level, because once you get to that level, you really find that there's already like an existing structure, right? There's an existing scene. So what you've been doing hasn't really been in vain. You're doing something that could probably end up benefiting you in the long run.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, because I have some friends who at least they are pulling, well, they're doing some stuff and, it's quite nifty. It's good to see people, but actually pushing through the whole stigma, the whole view of games are just for kids. As well, I know there's some people that actively play for like was it COD Mobile or COD? Like they actually play it competitively. I've yet to meet them. I've yet to meet them. Hopefully, I do, because last I remember was there was a tournament between Tanzania and UG. So we lost, but at least it was nice to know that there are actually people out there who are representing our country.
That's really nice. It's really nice.
Okay. Now that we're past that,
that's topic in itself, huh?
That's a very hot one. Okay, so now I have to ask you, what are your favorite titles?
Wow.
We don't judge here.
I'm pretty sure someone who's going to listen to this will, but if I'm being honest, like my current favorite game off the top of my head, like I don't even have to think too much about this, probably has to be League of Legends.
I take it back. We're going to judge.
Yes, I love League of Legends. Like top three games right now, I'd probably say first one's League of Legends. Second one would have to be Black Desert Online. Black Desert Online. It's an RPG.
Ah, Black Desert. Oh wait, I think I've heard of that. Black Desert.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Korean RPG. Really grindy game, but if you have like a proper machine, it's a very pretty game, and it's very as a result of being grindy as well, like it's very involving and time consuming to an extent. So you can just get there, just go inside, mindlessly kill mobs and just explore the map, which is huge. So yeah, just do that. There's always like something to do in the game. So yeah.
Thanks. I went through the first three Fallouts, so why not?
You should try it, by the way. You should try it. Try it if you
I'll put it on the list because my current master does not allow me to play anything above what they can handle.
Can relate. But yeah, so this is the first two. The third one is it's a less known title.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Osu. It's a beatmapping game.
Osu?
Osu, OSU with an exclamation mark. So okay. Basically think Guitar Hero, but now for PC.
Okay.
Think Guitar Hero or Piano Tiles, but for PC.
Hey, okay. Well, that's a very interesting game. You have to get the timing right.
Yes.
I've never played Guitar Hero. I mean, well, I understand that you need certain software to, no, not certain software, certain hardware to be able to properly enjoy it.
But, yeah.
If I remember correctly, well, you said something about a gaming space in Nairobi. Was it along Kenyatta Avenue?
Yes.
Yeah, Trick.
Yeah, yes, Trick. It's actually Trick, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember that time when I was in I went there a lot of times with my friends when we were in university. Ben, Carano, and Justin Nad, Martin Deto. We went there. So they'll kick my ass in justice. So yeah.
Wait, hold up. Wow, you just kind of snitched how old you are. So
I don't mind. I'm 28. I don't really mind. So
alright. But wow. So wait, guys probably found the old Trick, right? Because I think they have a new one. The new one is on Moy Avenue. Yeah, it's on Moy Avenue.
Yeah. Ah, okay. All right. Well, a very, very interesting. Very, very interesting.
Yeah. But let me just put it out there as well. I've also tried. Keyword here is tried my hand at first person shooter games. So that's mostly Valorant and Apex Legends. So that's first person shooters and battle royales. But let's just say I'm not too good at it. So
hey, we don't judge. Not everyone can play all that. I mean, it's like telling me to go to try my hand at what was it? That game, Warhammer. Like telling me, there's a lot of lore I have to first go through before I actually start playing that game. But from what I hear, there's a lot of people that enjoy that game. And honestly, it seems very interesting. But the lore itself, the journey, it's like climbing Everest. And then on top of Everest, there's another 3 Everest to climb. So you're like, oh, let me first put that aside. Fortnite, where are you? Come here.
Okay. Now we'll genuinely judge. Fortnite, you see? Fortnite? But now that's on a lighter note.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I won't judge you for these last two, but let's let the viewers judge you for League of Legends.
Say what you will, League of Legends is a good, bad game. Riot is a company that makes music and has a game and a few other games, period.
Well, they just brought us Arcane, so actually got me to actually love League of Legends again. Yeah. Okay. You're doing something right. Don't mess this up.
You know, it's actually funny because I think one of the things I used to tell people, like shortly after Arcane came out, was fine, we get it. Arcane is based on some League of Legends characters, right? But don't let Arcane cheat you into trying to play League of Legends. If you weren't there in the first place, trust me, there has to be a reason.
Yeah.
Because League of Legends isn't for everyone. If you are already down the rabbit hole one and you manage to climb out, well and good. But don't climb back in without being prepared. You get my drift?
Don't dip your toes in, otherwise it's going to pull you back down.
True, very true.
But yeah, well, when I was in college, I tried League of Legends back then when that like first sort of hit the scene in Nairobi. I was like, I tried it. It was fun. The character I normally used was Ahri. You know Ahri?
I do.
Yeah, that was the character I first used. And well, I left college and I also left League of Legends behind.
I mean, you could probably try it out again if you want to. I don't know, lose your sanity or something of the sort. But yes, please, feel free to try it out again.
I mean, I'm going to lose my sanity. I'll probably try it again.
Best of luck. Trust me, you'll need it. you will need spoonfuls of that back.
It'll be interesting to get back into league after playing Borderlands.
Wow. Wow. Okay, best of luck. Genuinely.
I think we're, yeah, I think we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, we're done.
All right.
Thanks for showing up.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. In case anyone wants to check out what I do, or rather would like to, I don't know, use my services with regards to tournament management, consultation, and the likes. My user handle on, is it Twitter and Facebook? No, Twitter and Instagram is VizArd254. That's VizArd254. So you could check it out. Just send me a message and then we could probably discuss a few things, see how we can help each other, because we need to grow the scene in overall so that we can also do good things for the people around. So yeah, sorry, just had to plug myself.
All right. Well, I hope someone actually gets to you so we can get this thing going, right? I mean, we've been stuck in our houses for so long. We need the physical connection. We need to connect. Nikon was not enough.
MJX was good. I didn't go to Nikon. Thing is, they actually had both events the same day, so there was MJX and Nikon. I couldn't manage to like event hop, so I stuck to MJX. But both events were a success if reviews and stories are anything to go by. But yeah, need more of those coming forward into 2022, and also just in the long run as well. But yeah, we digress.
All right. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for having me as well.